Been a while, hasn't it? ADHD brain says burr. Let's talk about the time that I met a cult. Welcome to Midnight Rambling. Welcome back to Midnight Rambling. I'm slightly lying. Currently it's 17:38. It's not actually midnight where I am, but I'm home alone and I've been trying to fix my sleeping pattern because Lord knows I need to. At the moment, I'm working on a paint by diamond thing while watching the lovely Markiplier on YouTube on my family's TV because they're not here and they can't stop me. I have my dog behind me. My sister's cat is somewhere, probably planning my death because that seems to be all she does anymore. Like I've stated, when I was small, I had the amazing experience of meeting a cult. It was in a bathroom in Massachusetts, and right now I'm going to talk about it, because why not? When I was small, I promised them that I would never tell anybody about them, but you know what? I am 19 now, and they can't find me because I am several states away. That, and I'm pretty sure it was just a group of teenagers saying that they were in a cult, but in reality, it was just one of those weird groups of kids from a high school, such as the werewolf or vampire kids. And yes, I had a small group of those in one of my schools. They weren't very big, and they really didn't do very much, so it was rather boring, but they did exist. Our story begins on a lovely trip to go see family in Massachusetts. I was around, I believe, it was in between me being 10 and 14. I have some of the worst memory in my family. I don't remember exactly when I went. At the time, I was a naive child. I really didn't know much about the world. And that's from living a rather sheltered life for the first several years of my life. Oh, so then it was definitely before I turned 13 because I didn't know what cults were and I didn't have a phone until I was 13. So I was 10 to 12. That narrows it down a lot. Well, obviously young me, when I was small, wanted to go swim because it was a hot day. Well, hot as in the sun was beating down, but it's still very cold, even in the high heat up there in Massachusetts. So young me was incredibly excited to go to the beach, because this was before I realized that the beach was quite literally making me go deaf. That is a story for another time here on Midnight Rambling. Eventually, my family packed up shop and we went to the beach. It was me, my gramps stayed back at the house. It was me, my gran, and my gramps' sister. And obviously me. We went to the beach, and this is not like one of the big beaches that people go to. My gramps' sister lived near a beach that, you know, it was kind of known, but at the same time it was very underground, and that's mainly because the people of this little neighborhood type area kind of kept it to themselves. There was, in fact though, a kind of like run down washroom there. It was a nice building, just very noticeably not taken care of very well. Why wasn't it? I honestly have no idea. My assumption is people from the neighborhood put it in originally because, you know, best to have a washroom at the beach, but then kind of decided to just start using their house instead. Like, they just go home to use the washroom instead of doing the one on the beach. Understandable, because this thing was nasty. But young me, after swimming for a bit, needed to use the washroom, but didn't want to pack up and leave yet. So, I was the brave soul who decided to go use the public washroom on this beach. Now, unlike my mother, my gran surprisingly didn't want to shelter me as much, mainly because I think she could kind of tell that I really wasn't doing too good while being heavily sheltered. She was actually the one who got me a phone at 13. So, she let young 10 to 12 year old me go to the washroom alone. Do I think that she should have gone with me? I mean, probably, but then I wouldn't have funny haha story to tell. So, like, of course I'm happy I got to go alone. So, I walk up to the washroom. I push open the door. And the first thing I'm greeted with is a group of, I think it was five to seven, like, high school aged people, possibly early 20s, sitting in a circle. And the first thing that they do is one of them turns around and goes, "Dude, where have you been? We've been waiting for you forever." And he turns around to see a young child standing there, looking him in the eyes, confused as fuck. Now, obviously, young me had been taught don't talk to strangers, but young me was also a little stupid. Not much has changed. Except for now, my introverted side has come out, and I'm too scared to talk to strangers. Not because I think they'll harm me, but because human interaction scares me. So, when I look up and see these people, one of the first things I do is, while looking this dude who has turned to me, expecting somebody else, looking him dead in the eyes, young me goes,
"Can I use the washroom?"
Immediately, this dude is like, "Oh, yeah, sure." And he, like, he makes all of his friends stand up, and they all kind of go back against a wall, and I'm just like,
"Okay."
And I go to one of the stalls, and, you know, I use the washroom. I come out, and they're just, you know, standing there waiting for me to leave. And I'm standing there looking at all of them, confused as hell. And finally, they tell me, like, "Look, man, you know, we're sorry that we spooked you, but could you just not mention this to anybody?" And young me, being the naive little shit that I was like,
"Okay."
And they were like, cool. And they, it was hilarious because they fucking had snacks. They had snacks with them. They were gonna be in there for a while, I'm guessing, doing some kind of weird cult shit. I don't think I told you guys what they look like. So it's like, again, these like 5 to 7, like, young adults, like, late teens, young adults, and they're all in the ugliest looking black robes that you would find at Party City you have ever seen. Like, these people wanted to be in a cult so bad, but it looked hideous. Like, you could tell that these kids were going by, were using their, like, $20 allowances to get all the stuff that they needed to do this cult thing. And it was hilarious. So, as I'm leaving, they're like, "You want a cookie?" And I was like, "Yeah, I do. I'm this 10 to 12 year old child. Of course I wanted a fucking cookie." And so they give me this cookie that it was wrapped in, like, it was one of those, like, cookies that you would get in a box, you'd open the box, and then they're all individually wrapped. It was one of those. So, the main dude hands me one, he's like, "You know, have a good day, go have fun on the beach," and I'm like, "Okay." And I go outside, and I'm not stupid enough to eat this. I don't know what that, and if I remember right, I just didn't like the kind of cookie that he gave me, but I didn't want to be rude and not accept it. So I was just, you know, I took it, but, like, I threw it away the second I got out of the washroom. because I just didn't like that cookie. Like, I think it was like oatmeal raisin or something. I don't know what it was. All I know was young me was like, I'm not eating this shit. And, you know, I go back to my grandparents and they're like, I go back to my gran. She's like, oh, good in the washroom. And I was like, yeah, it was fine. And I never told them about it. I never told them. It was a female and male restroom, and they're added the like 5 to 7 people at least a little over, like maybe one over half of them were boys, and they're all in the girls' washroom. But like, yeah, I've been to Massachusetts twice. I never saw them after that. Even at the t while I was still there on this specific trip, at this every time we would go to this specific beach, I never saw them again after this. They just kind of disappeared, and I was like, wow. Yeah. I suppose I could say I met a cult. Thank you for tuning into Midnight Rambling. Honestly, like, thanks for tuning in, man. It's been cool. Here on Midnight Rambling, I tell stories of my own life. I tell about stories that I plan to write, and I actually tell those stories that I'm writing while writing them, usually. Thank you, once again, thank you for turning into Midnight Rambling. This has been your host, Bean. Have a good morning, evening, night.